Blog Talk Radio. All right, y'all. Welcome. Welcome, everybody. We are back in the building on this beautiful Monday. Is it Monday, y'all? Is it Monday? Is it Monday? Go home.
I'm trying to figure out
if it's Monday yet. Is it Monday, y'all? Today, Thursday.
Thursday.
I know I keep on thinking today. Yeah. We got a hot show coming up. It's been a crazy week on the radio. We are live on the radio right now. I'm going to say a big shout out to everybody out there tuning in to us right here on 105.9 FM. And we got a great show coming up tonight. We're going to talk about some hot topics. I got some audio from what Trump is saying. He wants to, what do you want to do? Oh, he want to build this wall. Well, he's been talking about the wall, but he wants to bring the soldiers, the military, to guard the wall. What do you think about that? Hello?
Hello? Hey, Johnny B. Johnny B, can you hear Kings 23? It's Kings 23.
Okay. How you doing?
Hello. Hey, I'm chilling, man. How you been?
Already. Pretty good, man. We talking about some hot topics. What do you think about Trump building this wall, man?
Man, go tell you find out. I didn't know that he was trying to build up a wall, really. I mean, like,
yeah, he wants to build this wall, but it's going to take trillions of dollars to build this wall. So what he's doing now, until he gets this wall built, he's bringing all the soldiers. I tell you what, don't go nowhere, man. We're going to play the audio right now and tell me what you think about this, okay?
Okay. Hey, send me a shout-out, too.
We got King Lyle with us. And we got my co-host live with us. We're going to go to this audio real quick. And we'll be right back. Let's check the first one. First one out. Y'all check it out.
Another 100,000, you'd be okay? I think if I date when I violate my age. Wow. Music came in,
I am sorry. No, you're on a wonderful journey. You're ready to win. You're saving.
You've lost
100,000. You're a very supporting partner. I'm not sure.
Okay, we have some technical problems, you guys. We're trying to go to the this one. Let me see. Here
you
go.
Joining me now is Stefan's brother, Savante Clark.
Okay.
Thank you so much for joining us. I know it's tough.
We want to go to you guys. We want to go to that first one. And that's not it either. Here you go. Right here, you guys.
But I told Mexico very strongly, you're going to have to do something about these caravans that are coming up. And I just noticed that the caravan now, which is toward the middle of Mexico, coming up from Honduras, is breaking up very rapidly. That's because Mexico has very strong immigration laws, as we should have. We should have those laws. We don't have. We have immigration laws that are laughed at by everybody. It's like we have no border because we had Obama make changes. President Obama made changes that basically created no border. It's called catch and release. We're going to be doing things militarily until we can have a wall and proper security. We're going to be guarding our border with the military. We will be doing things with Mexico, and they have to do it. Otherwise, I'm not going to do the NAFTA deal. NAFTA's been fantastic for Mexico, bad for us.
Whoa. King, what you think about that, man? You just heard it for yourself. What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's kind of weird that he would try to set up a wall like that because, how else would you set up a wall if what type of wall is it supposed to be? You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, is it like the same kind of wall that they got in, you know what I'm saying, overseas?
This wall he wants to build. He wants everyone to help with this wall. What he want to do is to keep people from coming over here illegal. That's why he want to build this wall. But at the same time, people are looking at how much money will this wall cost? Trillions of trillions of dollars to build this wall. So the question is, where is he going to get this money? Because in the beginning, before he got elected, the plan was to make Mexico pay for it. Now, we all know Mexico is not going to pay for this wall. Mexico president already said, we're not paying for this damn wall. So the question is, he said that he promised that Mexico will pay for this wall. American people don't have to worry about it. Mexico will pay for this wall. Now, Mexico done said numerous of times that they're not paying for this wall. So this wall will not get paid. Now he changed it over and saying that America will pay for the wall and America will get their money back to Mexico. That's not going to happen because Mexico already said that they're not paying for the
Mexico,
wall.
He wants Mexico to stay the hell out of, America. And at the same time, he wants them to raise their own money to pay for this wall. You think they're going to do that? Hell no, they're not going to do that shit.
No, they're not going to do it. You're right. And that's what he's been saying all along. So not only that, man, but we have it gets worse, man. And I'm bringing in my co-host now so she can kind of give us
an
overview. Are you on the phone line with us, co-host?
Yes, indeed, I am. This is your girl, Ms. Money.
Okay, now, you just heard Trump say what he was saying. So give me your input, and I know you got some more information to add to that tonight. For those who are just not tuning in to us right on Blog Talk Radio, we're talking about Trump, this wall being built, and also the soldiers the military will be guarding the wall. Now, y'all just heard Trump say that until the wall is built, the military will be, he will be sending the military over to guard this wall. And, I mean, guard this border, this thing at the border. So what do you guys think about that? I know, co-host, you want to add something to that. What do you want to add to that?
I mean, I don't like it. I don't like the fact that he's going to be spending a whole lot of money deploying those military people out there when the border is already protected by their own, as a matter of fact. You know, not to even go there, but they're going to send the military out there to, like, be human shields, in other words, because to come across.
And you're right, and he wants to send by 2,000-3,000 soldiers over there.
Soon.
How much money is this going to cost the taxpayer? That's the one thing we need to be talking about. Who's gonna be responsible for paying for this? How much? And the question is that everybody is asking is how much money will this cost for the military to go over here and secure the border?
Too much money that we could be using to build up our own.
Right, I agree with you on that.
I agree.
Right.
He
worried about
a wall
that's interesting.
Already built. I don't understand why. He worried about a wall that's already built. Like, people going to find a way to get through any kind of way. He found a way to become president. So people going to find a way to get over here.
Exactly, I agree with you on that. And then it's not going to do anything but cause a uproar up against America and Mexico. Mexico president is already upset, and he's been speaking about the military securing the border. He's upset about it, and he is threatening to take all the goods, not send the goods over here to America. Now, we already got a war going on. I mean, you talk about this off the air. Already got a war going on with prices, because prices are going to go up so high that we're not going to be able to afford it. Now, Trump thinks he's doing something good. It's not. He's not really doing anything good. He's making it harder on America, because now prices are going to go up. People are going to have to pay more for it. Cell phones are going to have to go. All this comes from China. China is not going to want to send none of their stuff over here until we get our act together.
Right.
And Trump thinking that if this happens, China not going to be able to make no money. But who really needs it? We really need that kind of stuff. Cell phones is cheap because of that. So we pay real affordable on cell phones. But if China have it their way, I mean, if Trump and China both have it their way, prices is going to go up so high that we're not going to be able to afford to get a new cell phone.
Wow.
Because China makes 80% of the cell phones, the 40% of the cell phones that we get for real cheap, comes from China. Everything we get comes from China, from Walmart to the dollar store. All this stuff is going to be so high we're not going to be able to afford to pay for it.
Oh, wow. We are already in debt. America is already in debt. He's probably already going to have to borrow money to build this wall. So, you know, I don't understand.
And it's going to cost 20, from the research I came up with that I researched, mm-hmm. it's going to cost $19 trillion.
Where is that going to come from?
Man,
that's
no.
a lot of money. Yeah,
man,
that's
you know,
a lot of money.
He's real bold for that shit. You know he real bold.
Huh?
He real bold for that shit to ask. Man, he really bold to ask that shit, thinking that another country going to do that shit. They actually going to pay to block themselves out of America. Come on, get real, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They going to spend
yeah,
all
right,
that money
right,
to block their own self out. Donald Trump don't got no natural sense, man.
I agree with you on that. For those of you guys tuning in, we are live on Blog Talk Radio. We're about to go live on Facebook Live in a few more minutes. So those who want to call in and talk to us live, can talk to us. Go, Carl, go ahead and talk more about it. I'm gonna be quiet and get us ready for Facebook.
Okay. Well, I don't think that he should send the military over there, because whoever's protecting the wall right now, they're doing a good job. And then what is he going to do? What is the purpose of him sending them over there? You know, I don't get it. It's a waste of money.
Right,
it's a waste of time, because you're going to have to pay those military people. Then their wives are going to be without their husbands, and their kids are going to be without their fathers and mothers. It's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous. For no reason.
Amen.
Their comfort zone and sending them over there, they're going to be stressed out because, number one, those people don't want the troops over there. So it's going to be a lot of stuff going on. It's already a lot of stuff going on. Killing people, kidnapping people. You know, he's talking about murdering people, drug lords over there. I mean, imagine if when they see the troops come over there, they're going to be on edge.
Oh, yeah, I agree with y'all. If y'all want to call in and talk live with us on the radio, y'all can give us a call. Call in right now, and the telephone number is 347-989-1725. If you want to go live on the air with us, on Blog Talk Radio. I'm typing, guys, while I'm talking to y'all.
Okay, because I was like, hold on.
Blog Talk Radio. Call in live on the radio. We still live on the radio, y'all, but I'm just trying to get this ready for Facebook. But again, we are live on the radio right now. We're talking about, you know, we are live on Facebook Live as well. If you want to call in and talk to us live, we'll call it 347-989-1725. 347-989-1725, and we're talking about this wall being built. Also, there's a lot going on that we can talk about. What else you got for us real quick?
Why don't we talk about
Money
Mark?
Night.
Why don't we talk about Mark
talk
and
about-
how Mark Zuckerberg, is that how you say his last name?
Yes,
I don't know.
Yes.
Let's talk about him, how he all in people messages and stuff. You know, he all in everybody's phone. You know, let's talk about that.
What is up with that? That you're right. What is up with that? Let's talk about that. What's going on with
that? I know. Fucking with Donald Trump, we're going to be out a lot of money. For real, because this is what
we
call some businessman if he's not, man.
Well, I feel like this, since he got all this money and they claim he's rich, he's a millionaire, let his ass take care of it. Why he can't spend the money on it?
I know. Everyone has to do this shit.
Yeah, let him do it. Let him take care of it, because he got all the money and he's claiming to be rich. He's a millionaire, so a billionaire, whatever you want to call it. Let him take care of it. Let him go spend the money. That's what I feel. Also, we got a hot topic going on right now. Whatever you want to talk about, give us a call at 347-989-1725, 347-989-1725. People are tuning in to us on Facebook Live. Also, we can talk about this. Stephon was killed a couple weeks ago, and there's an outrage going on all across the country. And we got an audio of Stephon's brother, who is going crazy, and some people calling him Mr. Illness. Some people saying maybe he just going through a lot because his brother was killed. And what do you do when you have a cell phone? Are we saying now that cell phone is considered as a gun now? Come on, y'all. What's going on with that? What would y'all like to say about that?
Well, it's a lot of that going on. You know, that goes back to back in the old days. Even let's go back as far as Trayvon Martin, you know. You get shot because you have some Skittles in your hand. You know what I mean? The guy came out, he thought he had a gun, he reached for a gun or what have you. You know, it goes back to all of that. It goes back to, you know, the Rodney King thing. You know, it's been happening. It's not new. It's just more social media is involved. People have their Facebook, they Facebook Live, they phone, mm-hmm. and so now cops are getting in a lot of trouble because people have proof.
Right.
People didn't have proof.
And not only that, the sad thing about it is that people, I mean, it just, these police officers are getting away with it. They're getting away with it, and they're getting off on it. Trayvon Martin, another prime example, when Trayvon Martin was killed, that man, Zuma, whatever call his name, Zuma, he got away with it. Who else got away with it? Everybody that killed a black man gets away with murder.
Oh, yes.
Right. And what's the 12-year-old? What's the 12-year-old little boy? 12-year-old boy?
Oh, goodness.
And this is the reason, Tamara, this is the reason that I don't allow my son to even play. It used to be in a day when we was growing up, we can play with gun toys and didn't have to worry about that. But now, when our kids go outside, we have to completely stay wary because either we worried about somebody else or we worried about the police now. The police are supposed to be there to what? Protect and serve. Are they protecting and serve? They're not protecting and serve. They're protecting and killing.
That's right.
And now we don't know who to trust. Shout out to Tyrone, tune in to us. Shout out to Tommy, tune in to us. And but you know, we don't know who to trust no more. So we got that one. And we're going to play and I want to get you guys input on this next tape that we're about to go to. And y'all tell me what y'all think about this one, too. This is the one where I'm going to play the tape. Y'all tell me what y'all think about this one. Okay?
Okay.
This is the one.
It's a party. They just popped a vein and got started. It's a party. Two kissing bitches, it's a party. It's a party. They just popped a vein and got started. Sweating out of the window, getting foggy.
My name Bishop Bullwinkle. I got the first church, nothing but the truth. What you say? Deacon Kyle, Deacon George, Deacon Clay. Open up the door and turn them loose. Come on! First, I wanna thank God for the blood running warm in my veins. Yeah, I thank God for my life, health, and strength. I got a sound mind, I'm not insane. Come on! I ain't gonna preach too long. I ain't gonna take the service too far. My sermon this morning. Everybody get a seat. Come on, y'all. Sister Lily may go back in the kitchen because the winter gets too needy.
Joining me now is Stefan's brother, Savante Clark. Thank you so much for joining us. I know it's tough, but we appreciate you joining us on this day today. I know it's even tougher because there was a wake hell for your brother, Stefan. First, let me express again my sympathy here. How's your family holding up? How are you holding up? What does that mean?
Next question.
Okay. Obviously, you are in grief right now, and listen.
I'm not in grief.
All right.
We haven't slept. We haven't ate. The media keeps following us everywhere we go. The only person that got the message, and that was just before we came on the air, was the mayor. He has called me, and he said he's going to help us build the library and the recreational center. That's 24 hours. I am.
So the mayor said he's going to help you build a library?
And a 24-hour recreational center for the kids.
Yeah.
for everybody. We love everybody. He's going to help me. He's going to be a part of it. You know what I mean? He's going to walk out. You know what? I'm not even going to address anymore. You know, just know that I'm going to be real connected. We're going to build. We're going to work with each other. We're going to work with each other. I love my city. I'm Sac Strong. I did all this for my city. We are the example of how to do it right. What the media does, they wait till a loved one dies. They find out it's a tragedy. They swarm that person. They put them in grief. They ruin their lives forever. Their lives are never the same. Don Lemon, let me talk to my people, okay?
Yeah.
You black on black, let's be black now. Don't you do that down, Don Lemon.
Well, I just want to tell you that. I just want to tell you that the media.
Hold on. I'm not blaming the media. Okay. I'm not blaming. But the way you guys treat us. You guys, I told you I stopped calling out. We have, how many phones do we have in the family?
Can you let me get a word in, please? Because I have to manage the time here so that we can get something out of this interview, because a lot of people are watching, and you're through the media, whether you like it or not, your brother's story will be told. The media is giving you a platform.
We love Stephon. I am. Yeah. Don Lemon, say his name.
So tell me about your brother, please.
Don Lemon, say his name.
Stevante, listen, you're in grief. I'm sorry for that.
He's not going to
I know
say
how
name.
It is.
We'll never do CNN. You
I
messed up on our name.
Lost
you sent our driver late.
Well,
that's messed up.
I thank
we
you so much
you,
for joining
me.
Us. And
black people
my
love
heart,
you.
My
we
heart
love
goes
you,
out for you.
We
thank
love
you.
CNN. Thank you.
Thank
guys.
You, brother.
Thank you.
All right.
Wow. Co-host, woo! That
made my blood boil.
I know people breathe. I know people do different things. What was that all about, you guys?
That was all about the media. They didn't want to hear about him being sad or grieving or anything like that. What did he say? What they want to help you build what now? They gonna help you build what? That's all he's concerned about. Couldn't even.
So do you think? But let me ask you this: But he's interviewing him and trying to get his brother's story out there, and he only got so many minutes to do it, and so a lot of the black community, some of the black community are saying that he was wrong for that, but maybe this his way of breathing.
But this, I think he should have just finished talking. You know what I mean? This is something that people are not used to hearing or not used to seeing. So we want to know what happened. We want to know what's going on. We want to know what is expected.
But he doesn't want to talk. But the problem is he doesn't want to talk about that. He wants to talk about building this center. That he wants the mayor to build the center. So he doesn't really want to get the story.
But you didn't.
He doesn't really
want to
get the story out there.
He kept trying to tell the dude he want to say. Can he say his brother's name? This dude, wouldn't let him talk. He really wouldn't let him get everything out. He rushed him off the phone and got him on out of there because he didn't want to hear that. Because the guy that, like,
I don't know. I have a different opinion about that, because when you're working in media, like we all are media. We work in media. So you have to let us ask the questions so we can get the art, so people can know what's going on. I understand you want to say your brother's name, but I thought Don Lemon, I thought he did a great job in trying to host the interview. And I thought he did a great job. And I just feel like this. I don't know if you should, with him being in the situation that he's in, was he the right person to talk to the media?
Right.
So right. I don't know. That's just my personal opinion. Personally, coming from the media, like we are coming from the media, trying to get his brother's story out there, and I got a different opinion about it. I think he should have listened to him, because when you're on a major network like CNN, one of the biggest news networks, you only going to have so many minutes to get your story out there. Y'all give us a call at 347-989-1725. 347-989-1725. We got a young brother with us. What you think about that, man? 214, you live on the radio with us. What you think about that?
I'm just like listening, really. You know what I'm saying? I'm enjoying listening to y'all right now.
Okay.
I don't want to add no insight right now until it's all said, you know?
Okay, until it's all said. Okay. All right, then. I agree with you on that, co-host, that it's real deep. For those who just now tuning in to us, we're talking about Stephon Clark, who was killed a couple weeks ago by a police officer. The police officer said that he thought the man had a gun. We come to find out he only had a cell phone. So we're talking about that. We also got an open topic. You can call into us to the radio show at 347-989-1725, 347-989-1725. And we're an open conversation, talking about whatever you want to talk about. If you want to talk about building the wall that Trump is talking about, what do you think about the wall being built? Do you want the wall to be built? And do you think America is putting too much money in to build this wall? You also have to look at this, everybody. We're already, trillions and trillions of dollars behind right now who we owe China. We owe China so many trillions. So how in the hell are we gonna get? How in the hell are we gonna build a damn wall if we already owe somebody trillions of dollars? Somebody talk to me.
Now, that's absolutely true. I guess he's gonna borrow
$19 trillion. You're right. And President Trump said that he's the one that can bring $19 trillion down. But I don't know how in the hell you're gonna bring $19 trillion down. When you're trying to spend $21 trillion on building this wall, that means that we're going to be triple behind. What you think?
I don't think he worried about us being behind. He's thinking about himself right now. You know, Trump think he the smartest, the sharpest tack on the board, and so he feel like don't nobody,
right,
you know what to do except for him. He running the country. He don't want to hear our input. If he say we need that money and we need that wall, then he's going to fight to try to get it. And I don't understand why people keep giving him stuff, but it's okay. It's not my place to understand, you know.
His followers are... Johnny said, I'm going to let you all fight about that wall. I am too busy trying to keep from being shot down by police. I know that's right, Johnny.
That's absolutely right. I hear that. Because, you know,
Carl, read his comment.
I'm reading it now. He says,
read it out loud for y'all to hear it.
Johnny Judah says, I'm going to let y'all fight about that wall. I'm too busy trying to keep from being shot down by police. I hear that, Johnny.
Y'all talking about Johnny Price.
That is the number one topic. You're right. Forget the wall. The wall is already protected, like I said. The wall already protected. He trying to get the focus off of
the wall protected, but we ain't. Wait a minute, Yvette. The damn wall protected, but we ain't protected.
That's what I'm saying. He worried about the wall, trying to get the focus off of what's really going on in America, and that's that these cops keep killing us. They killing us. And then,
Yes. Then
you got white people killing the cops.
Here's another thing I want to talk about, too, a co-host. And I'm very angry and upset with Sarah. Sarah is the press secretary for Trump. The media asked a simple question to her about all these shootings going on. And she made a statement about Stephon Carter. She said, well, that's not our problem. That's a local problem. That is not a local problem when you got millions of black brothers across the globe, across the U.S. getting killed. I'm sorry. It's
right.
Not.
Right.
You ain't got no sense neither. For real.
No, he don't. And you know what? Everybody that followed his ass, they got no sense.
Uh-huh.
Everybody that voted for his ass, they got
locally, when you're talking about locally, you're talking about just the one source. But you're talking about, you had just got these saying like all over the place. So how is it local? What she's saying is local when it's all over.
Yeah,
the place. Like, it's more than one spot. It's not local.
It's not local because black men been getting killed by police officers all across the U.S.
So it's no longer a local thing.
It would have been a local thing if only one black man would have got killed in one city, and we didn't hear nothing else about it. But this is happening way too many times, too many all across the U.S. Every 28 men, an African American, is killed by either an armed police officer or an unarmed police officer. So now this is no longer a local matter. This is a nationwide problem. And until these police officers start going to prison and spending time in jail and losing their job, we're going to continue to have this problem all across.
Look, instead of getting back pay, because that one guy got that back pay for being off.
See, that's not right. That's not right at all. Now, we need our officers to be held accountable, just like everybody else has been held accountable. Just like you, just like a citizen. If a citizen do something wrong, they're held accountable. So everybody needs to be held accountable to what they're doing. Now, I will say that we as a black community have to stop killing one another too, because we got way too many of that happening. And so pretty soon we don't have to worry about the police killing us, because we all gonna be dead. It's sad to say, but we have to keep it real. If we don't stop killing one another, So I just want to bring that up. We're gonna take a quick break, y'all, and we're gonna be right back. You tune in to the hottest show across the country. We are your number one community radio show. We're in the community for the community, and we're gonna have a lot more coming up right after this, y'all. Y'all stay tuned. But I thought we were going.
Well, I couldn't resist the urge to tell you the end of my story. For all of those who wanted to know, was there life after the pain? After the pain, you come and love me. And I welcome you. You're a glad sight to see. Just take what I got and work with it. You understand what I mean?
All right, y'all. We got a special guest with us. We got Pac Live with us. How you doing, man?
Stay in trio.
I know that's
I'm
right,
doing,
man.
Yeah,
say, that's
doing,
that old school. Say, that's that old school jail right there, ain't it, man?
Oh, yeah. That's carrying me back. I was listening to y'all talking about Trump.
Yeah, man. First of all, man, let me introduce you because we got a lot of people listening to us on Facebook Live. We are live on Facebook Live, and we got the late Kim C. Father live with us right now, right here. If y'all haven't had a chance to read the big article about Pop, you guys got to read the article. We got the late Kim C. Father live with us right now. Welcome to the show, man, and everybody is tuning in to us now that we got you on the phone line. What you think about that, man?
Hey, man, thanks for the love of the fans of Pimp C, and thanks for keeping the dream alive. Staying trill and keeping the dream alive.
Man,
and
I know
Dallas,
that's right, man. We gotta do that.
Dallas,
you're right. That's important.
Yeah, Dallas Fort Worth have always showed UGK, Pimp C, me and Mama the most loved in any city we've been in.
That's right, man. And we are honored to have you back on the show for 1, 3, 4, 5 times. And you don't been on the show. And we're going to keep you on the show as well. We got to talk about this, man. The article just came out a couple of days ago about you and everything that you have done. You want to talk about that real quick?
I read the article. It's a great article. You know, it's a format of what life was, you know, was about with me with Pimp C, you know, and like I say, I was Mama's personal assistant, and once I became Mama's personal assistant, that's when everything started booming because she could concentrate on business and I could concentrate, and I took care of everything else, you know, and we just grew. And Pimp C, when I met Mama, the only rap song I liked was Pimp C.
Wow. So out of all the rappers that was out there, back then, you really wasn't into the hip hop like you are now.
Right, because the East Coast. No, I'm from the East Coast, and everything was about killing and drugs and degrading women and you know it was just. And then that was the only thing you could understand. You couldn't understand anything else they were saying other than that part. You know. And you know, like the things that I went through in life to give the next generation a better opportunity than I had, like it sounded like they were destroying it. You know, it was just like everything I did was for nothing.
Right.
You know, and because I marched in the snow with Stevie Wonder to make Martin Luther King's birthday a holiday.
Let's talk about that because yesterday, 50 years ago, yesterday, Martin Luther King was killed. Let's talk about that.
Right. Well, I was a junior in high school when Martin Luther King, a sophomore, when Martin Luther King got killed. Everything went crazy. The nation went crazy. In 76 or 77, when Stevie Wonder had to march on the a monument, on the Capitol Plaza, and I mean it was people, and I was my band club was marshals at the parade, you know, at the march. And it was snowing, it was cold, and when I listened to that rap degrading our women talking about how they slinging drugs and all that, you know. I mean, you know, everybody do drugs. And I often thought that, you know, thought about how, see, J. Edgar Hoover was the one that told, you know, told them to put the drugs in the black communities to try to annihilate the blacks. But when the when the white girls start coming over, then it becomes illegal. You know, and it still goes on today. I mean, it's a thing. Only place you can get drugs is in the black neighborhood. Everybody goes to the black neighborhood to get drugs.
Is it because they put the drugs into the black neighborhood?
Yes, it's because they put the drugs in the black neighborhood. They have somebody out there. Trust me, the police is in it, politics, everything.
Wow.
And Paul, you are so right
about that.
Yeah, because, hey, you don't go in the white neighborhood and buy no drugs, do you? Even the white people that sell drugs live in the black neighborhood.
Wow.
You know,
so let's talk about this, man. We were talking about this earlier about Trump and this building this wall. What are your thoughts on what Trump said earlier about building this wall and also sending the soldiers over there to guard the border?
Hey, I mean, this Texas, Arizona, and California was Mexican territory. Mexico came up to this far in Texas, at the Alamo, and then all across California. You know, this is Hispanic grounds. Their forefathers live here, and he's talking about building a wall. I mean, why are you gonna build a wall when they got tongues?
Yeah, you're right. Either way it go, they'll still be able to get over here. So
either way you go. I mean, that's a waste of money. That's the waste of government money. He's talking about
estimate of $19 trillion. Now remind you, we're already $20 trillion behind.
20-some trillion behind of the China.
Spending money on China.
And then
why don't we take that $19 trillion we're gonna build for the wall and give it to China since we already owe China all this money.
And then on top of that, most of the industries like textile and stuff moved to China. Cutting jobs up for cheap labor.
Yeah, you're right. I agree with you on that.
I'm from farm country, and then you know they had a program where Mexicans could come to work the farms during harvest season, doing planting and harvest season and stuff. But now, because hey, ain't no brothers like that no more. Saying they gonna get out in their fields. All of us. I mean, you know. Hey, and I don't know, man. Trump is just crazy, point blank.
I think you're right about that.
He never served his country. He has served his country in no way, military or political.
Right.
His wife had to learn to speak English.
Yep. Man, and you can tell she really, really is very uncomfortable with him. You can tell it.
Yeah, she's Russian.
Yeah.
He's trying to put our mind on the wall when he's dealing with Russia.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I agree. I definitely agree with you. Well, I tell you one man
you know,
is man thing. Huh? Yeah, you're right. I agree with you on that.
You know. All these,
we have to do
like when Nixon, Watergate, They was ready to impeach Nixon. All right, but when they found out about how Russia was infiltrating the ballots, the votes, ain't nobody talking about impeaching him.
Yeah, you're right. I definitely agree. We got a lot of people tuning in to us live. We got the late Tennessee Father live with us right now. Man, we definitely want to thank you, man, for calling into the radio show, talking to us tonight, man.
Yeah,
and
I mean, it's
awesome,
a lot of times, like the Vietnam War. Everything, every war is about control. And they talk about drugs.
Yep.
Vietnam was a drug war.
Wow.
What else Vietnam got? It was rice. It was drugs and rice. They wanted to control the drugs and rice. Ho Chi Minh said no. This is my country.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy,
and,
man.
And they came to a peace agreement. They pulled us out of there because I was one of the last to be pulled out, right? They pulled us out.
Oh, for real?
Then North Vietnam came in, took all the stuff that we had left, the tanks and stuff, fired up in that jungle and stuff, got them out, and overran Saigon.
Wow.
Now it's Vietnam, not North and South Vietnam, it's Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
Millions of brothers, I mean, thousands of brothers died. Thousands.
You said thousands? Thousands of them died?
Thousands and thousands. Let me see, I forget how many, what was it, 40,000 killed?
Woo, that's a lot, man. That's a lot.
And for nothing. We didn't accomplish nothing.
Wow. And let me ask you this. Do you think, have it got worse in the past or have it got better? What you think? If you have to think about that thing where you came from to now.
It's really got worse. It's worse. Schools, killing in the schools, the music industry. The music industry is gone. No more record stores, no more, I mean, no mama and papa corner stores with CDs. When UGK was coming, was in uprise, it was CDs.
Yep.
And not
only that, think about this too, man. Now, coming up, like you were saying a while back when you was on a radio show, coming up in June, all the Target stores, Walmart stores are gonna stop carrying our CDs.
Right.
So what do you think is going on with that?
It's all going internet. It's all going. Everything's going to the web. Hey, when was the last time you heard of a record deal? There's no more record labels.
I have not heard of nobody getting a record deal.
Jive sold out way back then when it first started.
Wow. That is crazy. Well, I tell you what,
ain't
man,
no more record
to...
stores. Ain't no more record.
Mm-hmm.
I used to deliver CDs to record stores like Soundwave and
I remember Sound Warehouse.
Yeah, but all gone. No more record stores.
Sound Warehouse was one of the biggest record stores in the nation, wasn't it?
Soundwave was one of the biggest record stores in Texas.
Wow.
You go through the mall, there will be two or three record stores. How many in the mall now?
I remember that. You saw a lot about that, man. Well, I'll tell you one, man. We want to thank you for calling into the show. This show is we're about to get ready to go off the air. Man, but y'all make sure y'all go get a copy of the new magazine. He's on the front cover of it, and check out his big story. Am I right about that, man?
You right about that? The life story of Pops and UGK, and Pimp C and Mama. You know, it's a briefing. You'll get the idea.
And you know what? If Mama West was here, she'd be so proud.
Yes, indeed.
She showed
me.
Yes,
indeed.
All right, y'all. We're getting ready to go out. We want to thank everybody for tuning in to us right here. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, 7 to 9, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you.